The nation was shaken last week with a shooting of spas in Atlanta that left 8 women dead, 6 of whom were of Asian descent. This is Don Rush. Since the outbreak of COVID-19 in March of last year, there have been around 3,800 anti-Asian bias incidents. A USA Today poll also found that 1 in 4 Americans have seen someone blame Asians for the coronavirus pandemic. We talked with Elizabeth Chung, executive director of the Asian American Center of Frederick, about the reaction within the community to the shooting and the rise of anti-Asian sentiment in this country. What has been the reaction within the community?
Actually, before this incident, Governor Larry Hogan's already talking about the Asian hate crime. At that time, we didn't even have this incident. Just the fact that we're being, stereotyped, being ridiculed, being harassed for the coronavirus, it's just difficult because we have the incident here in Frederick, we have, students being blamed, young students. You're talking about 11 years old being blamed that he brought the virus to the country or his people or his family. So all this rhetoric, talking about, the virus and also, the anti-immigrant sentiment, all this came forth. So that was before the shooting, and now here comes the shooting.
When you go out, are you fearful at all or aware a sense of danger out there or how people might look at you, particularly over the last year?
I do. I think even I've been here for 50 years. I'm an American citizen. I am a veteran family. I said we also, fight freedom for our country. Why do I feel that way that's different? You understand what I'm saying? It's not a good feeling, right? You went outside and you have to look over your shoulder, am I safe? And I told my staff, be careful. Why do we need to feel that way? Do you feel that way when you get out of your office?
No, I do not.
I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not right. If you really, really look at it, why don't I have the same sense of safety like you? Why? I cannot help it because I'm scared. I've been here for a long time.
How much responsibility do you think the former administration, the former president has in terms of this uptick in violence or assaults or what have you against Asian Americans? Or do you think this might have occurred in any event because of so much attention was focused obviously on China and Wuhan, although apparently we got the virus from Europe?
People listen to the leader's comments, whether they like the leader or they don't. So then you asked me, I said, has a great extent. You look at January the 6th, there are people who took the information and faithfully believe this is true. So otherwise, why do they go to D.C. on January the 6th? So what is that responsibility? Can you compare that response, that incident with the blame of Wuhan virus or, China virus on Asian people? It's the same, right? So leadership is very important. And how, we the people, look to the leaders. And then if we don't have informed information, we believe in that, we chose to believe in that, then that's a problem. Then once you have that indoctrinated in your head, then you're not going to change your mind. So it's education. I mean, I think that you really kind of nail at the deeper emotion that we have that we don't get a chance to talk about because nobody really even talk much about that, and until now, if we have an incident, we brought that up to the surface.
Elizabeth Chung, executive director of the Asian American Center of Frederick. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.